But in the Jeeps, it's gonna rock, right?
Hey folks, welcome to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor, and if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Well, a lot of great music coming up on the show this week, and it's going to include a number of new releases. We'll be taking a listen to the recent outing from bassist Phil Brown, as well the all-female sax quartet called The Empress, their latest album, and as well a new album from bassist Marcus McLaurin. So hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with music from LA-based leader, composer, and pianist Peter Smith. His latest album, called Smitty Straightens Out, the West Montgomery tune, Road Song. Thank you.
Oh,
listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Our opening set wrapping up with music from a group based in France called the World Cora Trio from their album Corazon. That was the track Africa. And the group is cellist Eric Longsworth, cora player Sharif Soumano Mali, and percussionist Jean-Luc Defraya. Music from Calgarian trumpeter and singer Johnny Summers before that, from an album he put out in 2020 on Solar Live Records called Baker's Dozen, celebrating Chet Baker. We heard Time After Time, Igor Yukolov doing the work on piano, and guest on that track, tenor saxophonist Gordon Towell. Singer Emily Claire Barlow before that from her album Clear Day and Minere Corazon, a track featuring trumpet player Kevin Turcotte. And the set started with music from LA-based pianist Peter Smith. Off his new album, Smitty Straightens Out, we heard Road Song. And he's working with veteran drummer Roy McCurdy, whose CV includes the likes of Cannonball, Rollins, Powell, and others. As well, tenor saxophonist Ricky Woodard, bassist Trevor Ware, and trumpet player Aaron Janik. Well, we'll keep it going with a new album from the all-female sax quartet working under the name The Empress from their album Square One. This is Reminiscing.